Wartime in the Dales by Diane Allen. Read by Mira Dovreni. Chapter 1.
Maggie Shaughnessy, if I have to tell you again to get yourself back into this house, I'll have no option but to let your father know. He'll take his belt off to you when he gets home, Nancy yelled down the cobbled back street of the row of terraced red brick houses that the Shaughnessys called home. It was nearing dusk, and Nancy worried that the slightest light shone from their humble home would at the least get the air raid warden knocking heavily on their door, or even worse, show the Luftwaffe where Liverpool docks were, even though war with Germany had not yet been declared. All houses around the Docklands had been given their orders not to show any light as they prepared for England to join the war that was inevitably coming.
"Just another 5 minutes, ma'am! We want to finish this game of hopscotch!"
11-year-old Maggie shouted back at her mother as she and Lizzie Taylor threw their stones into the squares chalked onto the cracked pavements of Marsh Lane.
"Now, Maggie, you come now!"
Nancy folded her arms over her double-crossed apron and scowled as her daughter took no notice of her.
"And you can get yourself in, Lizzie Taylor, and you can both do as your mothers say," Annie Taylor said as she came out of her house next door to Nancy's after overhearing.
Both women leaned against their doors and looked at one another.
"If I'd have said another 5 minutes to my mother, she'd have gone and slapped my legs and pulled me in by my ears. They have no respect as we had," Annie said, folding her arms as well.
"I threatened her with her father's belt, but he'd never lay a hand on her. It's more likely to be me with a quick flick of my tea towel around her legs. That usually does the trick," Nancy said, and smiled at Annie. "Is Jack still at the docks like my old man?"
"That he is. They're busy, run off their feet with all that's going on in the world. I can't say I'm not worried, now we all have to carry gas masks and adhere to the blackout rules.
There's a war coming our way. You can tell by the way the government's panicking," Annie sighed.
"Bloody Jerrys, you'd think they'd have had enough last time."
Then she turned to the girls.
"Hurry up and finish the game, you two.
What do you think about this scheme they're talking about? This Operation Pied Piper malarkey? Where we're all supposed to happily send our children to live with an unknown family in the country because of the bombing that they're expecting to come our way?" Nancy asked anxiously.
"I can't see my Maggie wanting to do that. And besides, they could be going to anyone. I would never sleep of a night for worrying about her."
She looked up at the two girls as they ran hand in hand together back to their homes.
"It's better than being bombed to hell, Nancy. My Jack says we'll be targeted because of the docks. And we're right next to them here in Bootle. It only takes a stray bomb. They'll not be bothered who they knock off. Children, old folk. It'll make no difference to them if they think it's going to make them win the war."
Annie put her hand on Lizzie's head as she came and stood next to her.
"You'd be all right if you two were kept together. It would be a nice holiday in the country for you, don't you think, girls?"
"It would only be for a week or so," Annie said, smiling as the girls looked at one another and grinned.
They were both thinking of the countryside, which on high days and holidays they visited with their parents. Maggie and Lizzie giggled.
"Yeah, we could feed the hens and go for walks and all sorts. It'll be a right adventure," Lizzie said, glancing up at her mother.
But Maggie said nothing as Nancy looked at her and knew what she was thinking. She could not leave home. She was a home bird, and she loved being with her mother and walking around the busy Docklands with her father.
"We'll see. It hasn't got that far yet. Germany might come to its senses, and that Hitler might back down. No need to worry at the moment," Nancy said, and ushered Maggie into the hallway of their small terraced house.
It was bath night, and the tin bath in front of the kitchen fire needed filling before the men of the family returned from the docks.
"I'll see you in the morning, Annie. Monday soon comes around, washing day. Let's hope that the weather keeps dry." "Yes, it comes all too soon. I'll wash our bedding, if nothing else, in the morning. Good night. Let's hope for better news in the morning. Perhaps Hitler will have his own washing day and not have time to invade anywhere, if he's anything like us too.
I wonder if he uses Dolly Blue in his washing,"
Annie laughed as she closed the door behind her and Lizzie, leaving Maggie looking up at her mother with a lot of questions to be asked.
"Ma'am, I don't want to go and live in the country on my own. Why are folk talking about it all the time?"
Maggie said as soon as they were in the kitchen.
"Well, love, people are worried that Liverpool is going to be bombed.